This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
24 minutes after 12, you're with Vectis Radio this lunchtime, and we've got a special guest in, Pete Moore. Morning or afternoon, Pete, how are you?
Good afternoon, Ian, how are you? Nice to see you again.
All good, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Yes. Been a minute, I suppose, but you're looking well. Nice to see you.
Well, thank you. You're looking okay as well.
We keep trying. I'm not getting any younger. Well, I suppose we're both not really.
Now, look. What would you describe yourself? A promoter?
Yeah, I've worked in entertainment. Apart from playing football back in the day, a long, long, long time ago, I had a few injuries, didn't work out, and then I ended up working in the record industry. So I sort of sold records. Worked in publishing, placed music in film, worked in the film side of it and the production side of it, and then really the last 25 years is probably building festivals and shows, really.
Brilliant.
Or trying to, shall we say.
Last time we spoke, I think you were in talking about Paul Merson.
Yeah, we had Paul beginning of the year, January. He was supposed to be in November of that year, but there was a bit of a conflict with Strictly, so... he was on Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
So we managed to fit Paul in January. And it was, you know, fantastic. His story's great. He's just no holds barred. It was just really good to get him on the island and have a conversation. We had Kenzie Benali, who's interviewing him, Francis's daughter. So, yeah, I think it all went well and people enjoyed the experience.
Was it a sellout?
It was, yeah.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah,
I thought it would be because he's a very... I know he'll always be known as a gooner, but, yeah. I mean, he did play for Portsmouth, Aston Villa, Walsall.
Middlesbrough.
Yeah, I mean, he went around, didn't he?
Well, I think one of the things, and you're quite right, the one thing that stood out for me from the evening, Ian, was people in that room, and some of them had addictions, and if there was one particular chap... that if it wasn't for Paul, he wouldn't have turned his life around. So he specifically came to that night. I think his wife bought in the ticket. So that was a really nice moment to hear, because he was going through, obviously, troubled times, and Paul helped him. So I think he just wanted to be in that room to see Paul, because he watched him play for Portsmouth as well. So I think it just sort of cemented what he went through and being able to have a one-to-one and a conversation with him. So I think... that provided a lot of comfort, and it's great to see that we're trying to, I suppose in a funny way, trying to help people, give people a great night out, raise some money, and
provide
a message.
I mean, he's a legend, and he's so likable, Paul Merson. I mean, I say is, I listened to his autobiography last year as well, and it's a hell of a story. And I look at the guys that do the show on Sky, and I think out of all of them, he's probably got the biggest personality, and he's probably got the most respect from the people that he does the show with as well. Funny guy.
I'd agree with that. I think he's very honest.
Yeah.
Sometimes he calls it right, sometimes he calls it wrong, but the good thing with a lot of people we work with, when we do the unscripted interview, it is an unscripted interview. They want to be asked the questions or going through their career or, you know, whatever it might be. They're just fully honest, and I think Paul was epitome of that. And we always say to people, you know, these are one-off shows. They're not coming back. No, he's not coming back next week or next year. So it's an opportunity to be in the room with him, and I think people had a good time.
So would it be fair to say that Neil Razor Ruddock, Paul Merson, they're fairly similar, although they've got totally different stories to tell? They've both had their problems.
100%. We obviously had Paul, and we always wanted to bring Neil, so obviously we spoke with Neil, and he loves the island as well, so we wanted to sort of follow that up with another big character, because there isn't many big characters left, and Neil certainly is a big character. He's played for the Saints, played for West Ham, he's played for Liverpool, played for Tottenham. He's had a colourful career. I don't think there's many people like him today, really.
Do you know what, there's one thing that, I mean, there's a lot of things he did, but there's one thing that really, really stands out, what he did and how I thought, you are risking your life and limb there, boy. do you know what I'm talking about?
Go on.
It's the moment where he went up to Eric Cantona and turned his collar down.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't do that to Eric Cantona, no. But he did.
No, he did. He was the only player to do it, I believe. I think, yeah, very brave, because Eric he's a talisman and he's a character. but that was quite a moment. And I don't think no other player did that, don't think they did. I think it was just
yeah. something that I looked at and I thought, you are risking your life. Yeah, this is the guy that went into a crowd and kung fu kicked somebody, and you're turning his collar down. And yeah. I know it was in front of the cop, which would have been his home pitch at the time, but that was magical. You don't get moments like that anymore, do you?
No, you don't. And I think that's why it's nice to bring these guys into a room and to sort of celebrate not just their career, but I always say to people, if you're in that room and you take away a nugget of information that will help you, because they've got masses of experience and what they've done, then that's a good thing as well. It helps you. But I think the stories are absolutely hilarious, so funny. And I think, yeah, you're right, there's not many people like it today.
I'm going to ask you in a minute, but I won't do it now because I want to carry on with Neil Razor-Ruddock. But I just want to ask you if there's anybody that's not with us anymore that you would have loved to have been able to bring in for a show. But let's continue with that. Give that some thought. And we'll continue with Razor-Ruddock because obviously he's got brilliant stories to tell. And I know that it was a health issue with he put on lots of weight and so on. Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be, I know he's a fun guy. So it's going to be a really, really a fun night. Powerful night, lots of football stories, and it ain't just Southampton. You know, like you said, he played for Liverpool, we played for Tottenham, and a few other clubs as well. So, you know, I suppose really on the night there is still football about it, and the club thing, the club mentality kicks in, but it's all about a footballing legend and a load of questions.
Exactly, and I think we produce the whole show as well, so we try and give people a real flavour of, you know, what you're hearing is what it a spur of the moment, what's coming out, and the conversation can go any direction. So with obviously the presenter that we have when we work with Kenzie, she's very good at, you know, that female sort of response and being able to drag information from him or whatever player we have, and I think that's important as well. So you know the conversation goes in all sorts of directions, like it did with Paul, and he's quite happy to talk about stuff. So I think that's really important. So people go away with, well, you know, I didn't know that. I didn't really realise he did that or that happened. And, you know, it's great. It's great to be able to have the opportunity, really.
It's funny, when you sent me an email a while back and I thought, Razor-Ruddock, who did he play for? And I thought, actually, he's been around. He's played for a lot of clubs, just like Paul Merson as well. So on the night, it isn't just about Tottenham. It isn't just about Southampton. It's about a number of clubs. And he's one of those guys that's a big character, a really big character. And it doesn't really matter what club he played for, does it?
No, I don't think so. I think that's the important point. It's whether you're a Spurs fan or West Ham fan or Liverpool, it's just about celebrating someone's career.
Yeah.
And being in that room and you know, listening and learning or picking up something that you didn't know and having a one-to-one with him. You know, being able to walk the red carpet and actually get something signed and have a conversation with him and then hear the interview and ask him a question. It's, you know, they're quite rare. And I always say to people, it's not going to happen every day. You know, these are one-off shows that you've got an opportunity to be in that room with this particular person, and raises a big personality.
Yeah.
You know he's going to be in the room because he's on the island, so he's going to be, you know, larger than life.
Well, I get an audio book every month, and this month he lost out to Kathy Burke. I was going to get his, but I've got Kathy Burke's book come out, and I thought
good read,
I'll have that as well.
But that's a good read.
Yeah, definitely a good read. But I would imagine his book's a good read as well.
Yeah, it is. And it's sort of his up and downs of what he went through at the clubs and obviously with his, you know, health and well-being. And it's just a massive journey. You know, it's a massive journey that I think, you know, his stories just resonate maybe with a lot of people. And again, if it helps someone in that room or someone could take a nugget of information and go, oh, actually, yeah, that's a good point, then I think that's a positive from it as well. But also it's for fun. It's been in that room where you learn something that you didn't know what they did. And that's, you know, some of the stories you've had, some of the past players that have been in the room, which have been, you know, really good.
So it's the end of the month. Where are we going?
We're going, it's 29th of November. We're going to Medina Theatre. Basically, we provide a VIP evening and we also provide sort of, you know, normal standard tickets as well. So the evening is the VIP, you manage to walk the red carpet, you get to meet Razor, he signs an item for you, you get a professional photo with him on the red carpet, and that gets sent to you sort of 48 hours after the show. And then the actual show starts at 7:30, where you sit down we have a full entrance, full music, Razor comes out, Kenzie presents the whole show, and Kenzie Benali is the daughter of Francis Benali, that play for Southampton. And then we do an hour interview. So we sort of start 7:30, the interview goes for about an hour, and then we have a 15-minute break, and then we do a Q&A from about 9:15 to about 9:30, and then people got a chance to answer questions and, you know, ask him what they want to ask him. And again, that's an open floor for people to ask what they want, really. And then we sort of, on the night, we're raising money for Wessex, like we have for the last several shows. So we have a silent auction running through the whole night, so people can bid on certain memorabilia that Razor signed, shirts. We've got a really nice football, Southampton football, that he signed, Matt Letizia signed, James Beattie signed, and Francis Benali signed. So we try and make it fun, yeah, raise a bit of money, and people go away, you know, hopefully happy and have a great night.
Do you know, it sounds so much more than just turning up and hearing someone speak and then disappearing. You're almost going to be part of it, aren't you?
Yeah, I suppose from our background as well, we wanted, from a production perspective, a producer perspective, what we've seen quite a lot over the years is if people are in that room, you want to give them a show.
Yeah.
So we really try to give them a show. We really sort of value for money so that they go away really happy, or try to. It's like the VIP bit. People always say to us, oh, do we have to pay for the picture? No, it's all inclusive in your price. Oh, well, how do we get our picture? We'll email it to you. Oh, great. So I think you're just trying to help people along with you know, the ticket that they've bought, and providing so much. We do like a champagne reception. We provide like nibbles. So you just want people to feel like, yeah, you're actually coming to a special night. It's not just coming on with a microphone and having a chat. It's a lot more than that. And again, people get the glad rags on. We do full red carpet. We have professional picture. And a lot of ladies buy our tickets, because generally men don't buy tickets. So it's normally the female, I don't know if you find it, it's normally the female that actually will purchase the ticket for anything. Yeah. And that's quite quite common, really. I'm the same.
Yeah. And I would imagine, I know it's at the end of this month, November, but if you're struggling to get the old man a Christmas present this year and he's a fan, then, you know, get him a ticket.
Absolutely. We sort of found that quite a lot, actually, with different shows we've done where suddenly daughters or mums and or aunties and grannies would think, oh, I don't know what to get. Oh, actually, that's a good idea. That's, you know, Father's Day or birthday or, like you say, Christmas present sorted. So, yeah.
How do we get a ticket and how much are they?
Standard tickets start at £23.50. And then there's booking fee on top of that, and then we've got standard ticket at £26.50, and then VIP is £59. You can get them at the Medina box office, or you can go online at medinatheatre.co.uk and you can purchase your ticket from there as well. We're also on Prices White as well, so we've got discounted tickets on Prices White. So
brilliant. So sales going okay?
Yeah, pretty good, not bad. Yeah, I mean, it's always a challenge, but yeah, we're getting a lot of people going, a lot of people know about it. You're just, you know, getting people in the room to have a great night.
Yeah, and you're going to have a great night. So let's think about the ones that are no longer with us. If you could pick a person, a sporting legend, you know, obviously within reason, who would you think, oh, I've missed out on doing that? You'd do the same thing with Paul Merson and Razor Ruddock. Who would you have missed out on?
I think it's a choice of three. I think Bobby Charlton, George Best,
yeah,
or Pele.
I was thinking Pele, but then I thought, yeah, maybe, you know, within reason, getting him on the Isle of Wight might be a bit, but
Bobby Charlton, I think, probably because of his footballing career, what he's done,
yeah,
ambassador and director for Man United, I think his story would have been absolutely phenomenal. But then I think George Best's story would have been absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, yeah, I think either one of those. Pele, obviously, you know, if he was here, would have been phenomenal. But yeah, I think one of those three would have been fantastic.
Yeah, I didn't see those coming, but I would have gone for Brian Clough.
Actually, yeah.
I would have gone for Clough, because I just, yeah, think you wouldn't have known what he was going to say.
No,
do.
Well, we had Stuart Pearce on the island a couple of years ago, and again, Stuart was, you know, some great stories about Brian and, you know, how his relationship was with him as a manager, and he basically was saying that if it wasn't for Brian, he wouldn't have been the player he was today.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, I put Brian Clough in that mix. Maybe for Brian Clough beginning of the year and Bobby Charlton at the end of the year, that'd be quite good, wouldn't it? Or both of them together.
I always just have visions of him where somebody invaded. There was loads of people invaded the pitch, and he chinned one of them. It was probably Jack Charlton that said, "Yeah, he chinned him."
It probably did. He probably did. But again, there's no managers. I mean, the only other manager I can think of, but he is here still, is Sir Alex Ferguson.
Yeah, yeah, that would be. I would imagine he's quite sought after still.
Yeah, I would say so. That would be a fantastic one. But you know, Brian Clough. There's not many, or isn't anybody like him, is there really?
No, definitely. No. I don't think there ever will be.
I don't think so. I mean, I suppose if you had Clough in a room with Ruddock and Stuart Pearce, that'd be quite an interesting night. Or Paul Merson and Brian Clough.
The thing is that those people you just mentioned, they got so many stories, knock-on stories who they were playing with, who they were playing against, who they played for, managers, clubs. There's so many. So you've only got to check out a half-decent autobiography of a sporting legend. I listened to Martin O'Neill's recently as well, and he mentions Brian Clough. He mentions Stuart Pearce. There's kind of a crossover with all these stories. And I look forward to hearing that it's gone well on the 29th.
29th.
Razor Ruddock. It doesn't matter whether you're a Tottenham fan, a Liverpool fan, or whatever. If you're a football fan, you only hear some great stories. Go along. It's simple, isn't it?
Get yourself
a ticket. Remind us, how do we get tickets?
Absolutely as simple as that. We get tickets at Medina Theatre, box office. You can get them online as well, so you can purchase your tickets online. And we try to keep the ticket price really reasonable. They're on Price is White as well, so we've got a deal on Price is White. And we're also here today that we're going to give away some tickets as well.
Well, I was getting up to that. How are we giving away the tickets? You got a question?
Got a question for your listeners, and we thought it would be really good to sort of tie up Vectus Radio and give the listeners an opportunity to come along. We were initially going to do two tickets, but... Do you know what? We're going to do four.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say cutbacks. We're already doing one.
No. No.
Four.
No, we're going to do four tickets, four standard tickets.
Okay.
For family or friends and you know, whichever way you want to do it. So that's what we want to do.
Okay. So what we're going to do is you're going to ask a question in a minute.
Yeah.
So you don't have to phone in now. This is something where you have to email in or message. We'll sort out the mechanics of that.
Yeah.
We put it on the website a little bit later on.
Yeah.
As well as the interview that we're doing now and links to buying your ticket and so on. So what's the question?
The question is, and we're trying to keep it as fair as possible, how many goals did Neil Razor Ruddock score in his footballing career?
Is that counting school days?
No, that's his professional career. So in his professional career, how many goals did he score through his 17-year playing professional football? How many goals?
All right. Now, I think that's hard, but I reckon if you were to Google or use Perplexity, you'd find out the answer.
You will.
And all you've got to do is email. Who are we emailing, you or us?
Email you guys.
Email studio@vectusradio.fm. We'll put this on the website later on. studio@vectusradio.fm with the answer. How many goals did Neil Razor Ruddock score in his professional career? So he played for other clubs as well, I'm sure, as the ones we've just mentioned. But there's a sneaky way of finding out, I'm sure.
There is.
And then we'll do a draw. Obviously, we'll do a draw a week before the event itself.
Yeah, and what we'll do, we'll allocate the tickets at Medina Theatre box office, and then the winners from the Vectus Radio competition can just collect the tickets on a day.
Fantastic.
Simple as that. So they can just rock up to the box office, park their car, get a bus, which is easy to get to, even walk if they're local, and then they can just pick the tickets up from the box office and enjoy the show.
Do you know what? I'm intrigued because you mentioned earlier on about the music. They walk out to music. What does he walk? I mean, you're probably going to tell me, you have to turn up on the night, aren't you? But I'm just thinking,
we produce the whole. So we make it an entrance.
Yeah.
So you want to make it a real entrance. So we don't want to take away from what people would see on the night. But yeah, we build up and we make it a real entrance. He doesn't just walk on with a mic. Kenzie will come out and actually, talk to the audience. Introduce the night, what they're expected to see, and then we come on with a big old fanfare and music, and we bring Razor out. But prior to that, the VIPs, they that's even more intimate. So they actually come into the theatre a lot earlier at 6 o'clock in the evening, and then they actually get, you know, a light bite, they get a glass of champagne, they get front row seating, and then Kenzie comes out and speaks to them, and then we bring Razor out just as a casual walk on there. Then he goes onto the red carpet, and then people, you know, they're there in front of him for the next hour. So yeah, there's lots of ups and downs. We've got a raffle. We've got a silent auction running all night for Wessex. Razor signed some beautiful stuff. He signed a Liverpool shirt, West Ham shirt, Southampton shirt, Tottenham shirt. So, yeah, hopefully it'll be good.
I hope it's a massive success, because obviously the Wessex Cancer Trust.
Yeah, we support Wessex Cancer Trust. We've been supporting them for quite a few shows, actually. So we sort of try and help them. And the good thing is the money that we raise from the silent auction, all the money stays on the island. So all the money that we've raised up till now has stayed on the island to help people, you know, not just going through cancer, but maybe supporting, or people that just want to pop into the centre for a cup of tea and a cup of coffee and a biscuit. It just sort of helps.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming in and telling us, Pete, and good luck with the tickets. Good luck with the show. It's going to be great, I'm sure. We could reenact an Eric Cantona lookalike where he goes up and turns his collar down.
We could do that. Maybe you'll turn up and do that. You never know, see?
Yeah.